Wakaboo-boo. Come on then. Jump. Wakaboo-boo is... I think he's on the porch roof, is he? It's about 12:30 at night. It's raining. The idiot didn't come in. And now he's crying. I don't know whether he's at the front. Are you going to jump up? Have I really got to come down and get him in?
No, no, I messed up a call. I don't want to get him in. Pinker's going to run out.
Oh, I've got to, I can't leave him out there in the rain, darling. If he won't get out, I'll just shove him in. You're not going to jump up? Come on. I'll have to go down and let him in. He's never going to let up until I do. He would have at one time got up on the... Oh, I don't want to leave him out there, darling. He would get in eventually, but he's not quite so keen to jump up on the porch roof and get in the window anymore because he fell a couple of times. I was just laying down very cosily and now Toof-Toof. He's asleep under the bed and he knows I've come down. And I've got to catch this bugger now. I'm going to put my phone on the back of this. Actually, I'm going to put my phone up here. And because I've got to catch him, I don't want him running loose in the house. He's got to go into the room. Come on. You've heard the expression, a drowned rat. This is a drowned cat. I wonder why Toof-Toof, he doesn't want you to be messing about with him. There we go. Well, bugger me. She's out. I was just... Shinky! Oh. Honestly, these animals sometimes are a pain in the arse. Now, can I go back and listen to the rain falling? I'll make sure I lock the front door now. I'm sure I did. Toof-Toof's following me everywhere I go, as usual. Okay, folks. Excuse me. Let's go back up, Toof-Toof. Our peace was shattered. De-shattered. Completely. Shinky got out. I managed to get her back in, thankfully. Night, everyone, on Audioboo.